At the Agri-Marketing Conference, I'm visiting with our award recipient for Agribusiness Leader of the Year, and that is Sunny Beck. And Sunny, congratulations, first of all. Let's just start with your thoughts on being receiving this award.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. It's a great award. I certainly didn't expect it. I was totally surprised by it. But I have to accept it on behalf of the team. I mean, the team is what makes it this award. This is a team sport that we're in. It's not golf. And so I certainly didn't do anything personally to deserve it, but our whole team did. And they are a great team that really works to help each other and help our company brand succeed. I mean, that's what they're about.
Well, I like one of the stories, sort of, that you told was the idea that as a private company, family-owned, mm-hmm. you view your customers as your shareholders, essentially, because that's who's in making an investment in you, where, in a public company, it might be the shareholders in a lot of ways. Interesting, and how does that affect how you do your marketing?
Well, it's exactly right. I mean, in a public company, the shareholder invests some money, and the first duty of the punk company is to take care of that shareholder. So in our company, being family-owned, we don't have shareholders, I mean, essentially. So we have customers. Customers are the ones that infuse our company with money so that we can continue to operate and do research and do everything. And so we literally, jokingly, but also, call them our shareholders. And so you treat them like you would a shareholder. You treat them first. You treat them the best. And that, we adopted that a few years ago as that word. And at first, it didn't seem, was it right? Well, yeah, it is, because that's the people that are really pumping the money into our company. And so we take care of them. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they usually take care of us.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they do, since you said something about having this goal of doubling the company, and that just keeps happening.
Yeah. But we needed to do that in 1992 for 5 years so that we would be known. And I said jokingly that we haven't been able to get it stopped, because the company continues to double every 4 to 5 years in the number of bags we sell, mm-hmm. and also in the number of employees. And to the point where we're like 200 employees. Well, that means 4 years ago, we had 200 employees. 4 years ago, we have 400 employees now. So you have 200 new people that are only a few years old in your company. And so that's the reason this culture thing is so important, that they understand the culture of Bex and what we're about. We're not just about selling seed. By the way, we sell seed, but we're about helping that customer make money. And, of course, now you got all the precision ag, you've got HR issues with many of our customers are asking for and not understanding how, when they hire more people, why they don't work past 5 o'clock, and how do I enthuse them about doing the right thing on the farm for the right reasons. And so We share lots of things like that we've learned with our customers, and that's because that's what they need right now.
What does your outlook for the business you're in, and or what do you think are some of the biggest challenges facing you as you move forward?
Well, I think the outlook is great. I mean, somebody's going to plant a seed probably on every acre, and so it's a very competitive in our business, very hugely competitive. But we know that if we do the right things, why the company will continue to grow. We'll be able to serve more people. And if they're happy, then we're doing the right thing.
Wonderful. Well, again, congratulations. That's Sunny Beck, who is the recipient of this year's NAMA Agribusiness Leader of the Year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.